I think that's the mesh line is still...
No, that's a double, that's a double dip, I ain't kidding.
I feel like if you got shot, I'd get shot too.
You'll hit the...
There's a hobby going on there.
If you do, there is a ordinance against firearms.
Well, yeah, it's fine, I know.
So I said, this courtroom, since you're not having a firearm on purpose.
Jim, did you get that guy's number?
Or in the bill, it's...
Or in the bill, yeah.
I was going to his house.
Pardon?
I was going to his house.
So we have one that you're wanting?
Going to his house.
You better have a credentials right there.
State Council meeting, June 20, 2016, to order. If you would, please stand with me and say the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silence, please. Thank you. May we see you. Roll call.
Precinct one, Councilor Anderson.
Here.
Precinct two, Councilor Bell.
Here.
Precinct three, Councilor Derby.
Here.
Precinct four, Councilor Britton.
Here.
At large, Councilor Woods.
Here.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from June 6, 2016, when you are ready.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from June 16. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Approval of agenda. I have one unfinished business. We'll add E, Fountain Park Cemetery update. Forgot this is the third or second meeting of the month. That's so quick. Any other additions?
I got one.
Yes, sir.
Under new business, it'd be like an overtime question.
Sure. We'll call it overtime.
Yeah.
Item C, under new business.
I've got one too to add in on, make a D, determination of how we use edit funds.
Okay. Any further additions to the agenda? There being none, I entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Agenda is approved. We'll go into item five, public concerns. If you have a concern, you have 3 minutes to state your concern. Yes.
It's just an announcement. I didn't see anything here, but 4th July celebration out there at the park at July the 4th with the city and all departments to, you know, we'll be given the opportunity to celebrate the bicentennial this year. And we have a lot of fireworks to do at dusk. And I don't know when dusk is. It could be 9:45, 9:30, 9:15. It's just when it gets dark.
Okay. Very good.
That's all.
Any other concerns? Yes, Dana. Please state your name.
Danielle Hendricks. I'm here on half of Help at Home. I'm here for a client. She is disabled. You guys put a street sign up on her side of the street. No parking. And I wanted to see if we can have it moved to a 30-minute drop-off or something. She is disabled, and she cannot walk very far.
What street is this on, Daniel?
227 East 3rd Street.
East 3rd?
Yes.
That will take a council change of ordinance to do that. We can look into that. That is an ordinance of no parking on that street. It's been an ordinance for some time. The signs... which was placed on, though, and recently put in the right place. So we'll take that concern seriously. Danielle, thank you for bringing that to us. Let us look into that. Obviously, we can't do anything about it tonight, but we'll keep you informed, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Janet Windbigler, and I live at Summers Point, and I'm here on behalf of most of the people who live there. There is a sign as you turn into Dr. Stewart's office and to go on back to Summers Point. It says, please do not blocked the driveway. Well, the sign's about as big as this piece of paper. And I've had to sit there and sit there and sit there while people keep going on and on. Once in a while, some kind soul will stop and let us out. Mm-hmm. But I think there needs to be something either painted on the street that can be seen where it says stop before you get to the driveway, or the sign needs to be made bigger. I've had to sit there and watch 10, 15 cars go by before I can get out. And I know that it's frustrating to some of those people out there who are older than I am.
That's my case.
Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. We've heard this before, and I think that this group has been really good about trying to find ways to address that situation, and we'll continue to do so. Yeah, appreciate it. Anything else?
Thank you.
Any other concerns?
Could we put a yield to whatever? So they had to actually yield to that? Of course, I know it's still tough to go on and try to take a left-hand turn out there, isn't it? Even worse. The traffic's coming
across. Yes, the left-hand turn. And then now you have the double turn. It's either to go straight or to the onto 27 towards Lynn, or to the other turn. And it's really bad when you're coming from, say, Walmart, and you get up there and you want to turn. Well, you're in a lane to turn in there, and there's a guy behind you that can't get past you, and he's not happy because this little old lady sitting in the car trying to turn. And it gets congested at times. Yeah, it gets congested at times.
The original sign on Greenville Avenue was put at Meridian, so you couldn't turn left from Greenville in there. That was removed from the plans. So the original plan was you would have to go, if you're coming from Walmart, all the way down, turn around at the hospital, I suppose, or wherever.
Well, that's...
Turn back around.
Yeah, but...
That was the original
plan. Yeah.
We are going to actually move on from this concern. It's been a concern for a long time, and I'm not trying to shortchange
it. Oh, I understand.
We're going to move on from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right, now it's time for the Community Excellence Award. Sorry?
There's a bad engineering design in the first place when they done that. Yeah. When the project was first.
Okay, this month's Community Excellence Award goes to a group. It's a small business, really. Goes to a group that works hard every month, every day, for the betterment of the community. The City of Winchester recognizes Fountain Park Cemetery, May 2016 Community Business of the Month. The City of Winchester presents this Business of the Month award to the Fountain Park Cemetery. We applaud them for their continued dedication to the City of Winchester, the families of our community, and the memories of the cherished individuals they honor and protect. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And with that, you get...
You need to do a photo op here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you gotta be quick. Cut your finger, Bill. Okay, let's go into unfinished business. City owned property, 502 South Meridian. I'm not sure, is there a question on it? Did somebody add this to the agenda?
Which one? I didn't add it, but I'm kind of curious, where are we on the timeline of getting that?
The timeline is, we should have these the second, we only had one meeting in July. So when we advertised it to correlate with the second meeting in July. So we couldn't get it in for this meeting because we had to have a 2-day, but if you didn't accept the bids, the second meeting, which is the first, then we'll be able to close on those properties. So I'm not sure what the guy's going to bid on it, but we're getting this. That's both those. It's the 502.
This to tear it down.
This is a different one. This is.
Oh, you're okay.
This is the yellow house on South Michigan.
Yeah.
We were going to tear it down.
We don't know. How was that? Yeah, we don't know.
We can't do anything with it.
Yeah, yeah, we're, okay, on that one, we are, I'm sorry. We have like 10 of these.
I know.
I brought them all with me. I can pull them out. But the two, I know the two we've advertised, the other one.
418 Northwest and 906 Short Street are both advertised and the bidding begins on July 18th.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about that one. The other one, we are in the process. We have to get the deed. So we are in the process of getting the deeds for those at this point. The tax deeds, tax sale deeds. So we'll get the tax sale deeds. And those are statutorily, it's like 5 months from the tax sale. So we're probably going to be looking at sometime this fall.
So 502 South Meridian is?
That's the one, the tax sale one, I believe.
Right. So, but nobody bid on it?
Yeah, so we're going to get it.
Okay.
So we'll get a commissioner's deed, which is a tax deed, basically. And then I'm just looking to see when that tax sale was. I think it's 5 months after the tax sale. We have to wait. October. Usually like October-ish is when we get them. September, October. All these are by statute, by the way. We aren't in control over when, because what happens is you have to send a notice out, and then you have to let the person come back and pay their taxes, and you have to, you can't do it more than 5 months and no more than 9 months later. It's all statutory. So sometime in September, October. And this is a much better way to do it because we're not paying. Right. Only thing we're paying is the title search fees and the attorney's fees to get it.
Any further discussion? If none, let's move on to item B under unfinished business, the Park House. Mr. Paul Pattis from Tarter Realty. Paul, if you would, please.
Can you come up here?
Sure, you can use the podium. You can pull up a chair and sit down at the table, however you want to do.
Whatever is best for you guys.
You're the first one to present at this newly arranged.
Sean had asked me to bring a listing contract so you guys could look over that and answer any questions you have with that. Sean went down and took a look at the property some time back, and I presented him with kind of what I recommended you guys do to it. There is a really bad pet odor in the place. That's the biggest concern. Recommended just replacing the shag carpet in the first west bedroom there. It's easily from the 70s and it's bad. The estimated cost on that's about $550. Shampoo and deodorize the remaining carpet. May or may not get the smell out. We've had some success. You're looking at about $350 approximately on that. If it doesn't get it out, you're going to need to replace it. Guesstimate on replacing the carpet in that house, probably $2,500. Deep cleaning of the entire home, $250 to $300. So if you don't have to replace the carpet, in there, other than the shag carpet, you're looking at about $1,200. Here are some copies. I wasn't sure how many I would need, but there's some copies of kind of what we're looking at. There's one extra paper. Property management fees, what we charge. Some of you may have gotten duplicates of some of those, so if you would pass them down. We believe we'll have no problem getting $550 a month rent out of that property. We could shoot for $600. It's definitely not out of question. Whatever you guys are comfortable with. Anytime you raise the price, you run the risk of maybe it's sitting empty a little longer. But if you get the right tenant in there for another $50 a month and they stay for a couple years, your money ahead. So that's something. We always present people with options, and it's up to you what you do.
Everybody able to see most of this on our email too?
We do completely manage the property. There's nothing, and I know since you guys are working as a committee, I'm not taking a workload off of any one person, but we do background checks, credit checks. We're going to try our best to get the right person in there, and there's nothing then for you guys to do other than, you know, you'll get a statement once a month that shows every penny that comes into and goes out of the property. So that's what we offer.
I did read completely through that contract. Is there a damage deposit on that?
Yes, there's a damage deposit equal to the month's rent. So if we charge $600, it'd be a $600 damage deposit. Likewise at $550.
So Paul, what's the $120 setup fee?
Okay, and I hadn't gotten into that because I wanted to wait and see if you guys had any questions on the listing contract or any of the proposal that we had for the work that you needed done. If you don't, I'll go over our fees, and that way you know exactly where we're at. Any questions on that listing contract, or is that something you guys want to look at? Feel free to call me if you have questions. You know, I know there's a lot to do over there in a quick amount of time. But as far as the property management fees, we do charge 10% of gross collected rents. So if you're not paid, we're not paid. You know, so we're going to make sure we're staying on top of that. $100 placement fee upon securing the lease. You know, sometimes you show a property 30, 35 times. $100 may sound like a lot, but you stop what you're doing, run down there, you'll find out $100 isn't a lot. So that's kind of what we do there. We do have a one-time setup fee. That's for your checking account and the Buildium. Buildium is the software, the accounting software that we use, and we do background checks and credit checks through that. And we also keep track of all your accounting through that. We're going to be able to send you reports. We actually make one penny off of that because Billiam charges us $99 to set you up. And that if you guys end up owning more properties, those will still fall under that umbrella. It's for an owner. So Billiam charges us $99. We put a dollar in your checking account when we open it because there has to be a balance in there, and then your checks are $24.99, so we net 1 cent from that, so I won't be retiring before then.
So from a legal standpoint, from us being a city owned, money comes here, you pay us, you keep your commission.
The contract.
Yeah, so it's a contract that we would enter into with you mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just look over this lease with the individual and they would sign it. You would be our negotiator that we've talked
about. Yeah, we take care of everything. We'll put the lease in place. Actually, if you read over the listing contract, you are giving us permission to enter into a contract with the tenant for you. So
I just want to make sure that we meet state board of accounts stuff. If we it's a lot of terminology.
Vicky's not here this week, but we'll We'll
Set
it up.
All right.
Sure. Yeah, and if there's something, you know, you guys...
You do something different. You don't
care for you. No. I mean, if there are questions, you know, this is the first time we've worked with the city or a state. So, you know, if there's something we need to do different, Meeks can give us a call and we'll...
Yeah, I think what happens I'd have to see how we do it. I mean, we can do this because we do it with the farm. I just have to see how we do it with Chris, and we can set it up somewhere.
Sure. Okay.
Whatever's easiest for the
I threw out $600 last month. That's, I think, how it got started. But what are you guys' feelings on that? I mean,
is that the rent, Tom, you were thinking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what you would do?
Six. Yeah, I think I would try it at six. You know, I mean, we've got to get the place nice first. It's got to got to represent a $600 property. Rent rate, I mean, it's our tight rental market right now. You know, so I think we can get six.
Right.
You know, we can always adjust downward if we need to, but.
And whoever would rent it would know that the buildings are still, the outbuildings are still going to be used.
We would put that in the lease agreement that, you know, they're leasing the house. I mean, the property they have, and we would put something in an amendment or an addendum to that. You know, they've got to work with And we would expect the city's people to, you know, be good neighbors and them to be good neighbors and to work together. And so, you know, I know Frank takes good care of those guys, and if he has a problem, he can let me know with our tenants. And the same way, if tenants have a problem, we can let him know. So.
Sure.
Bonus goes out tomorrow night. Who are they going to call?
Me. Yeah. You guys get, I mean, truly, we've got some older folks that, you know, one lady, this was her husband's passion, was donating rental properties, and he passed away, and we helped her out. And I told her, I said, you know, literally, your only concern is going to be you have to leave your house once a month to go cash your check. I mean, I'm going to take care of everything. You will see in there that, and understand that's kind of our boilerplate. We have in there $500. So anything that occurs that's under $500, we're going to go ahead and get fixed. We're going to communicate with you right away. I would expect you guys to give me a point of contact that I can call and say, hey, you know, this is where we're at. Being under $500, we're going to go ahead and get fixed. Anything over $500 that's not an immediate detriment to the property, we're going to call somebody first and say, hey, how do you want us to go about this? You know, what would you like for us to do? Now, in the case of a furnace, I'm going to make a phone call, but we're going to have to go because the furnace has to be fixed, you know.
Sure.
So I guess that's my thing, is you guys need to decide who's my point of contact if we go forward with this, and then I'll go from there. But that's how we handle it. You take no phone calls. If there's a problem, it goes through us. We are the mediation for this.
In front of you guys are looking down here. I have some mirror districts, though.
Good president.
That's fine.
Okay.
Any other
questions?
Okay. Motion passes. Agenda item 7.
So what do we need, a motion for you to
do this? What we're looking for.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I was just asking.
Would this come into the park budget to pay for these expenses for the upgrade and somebody pick some carpeting out? Or?
No.
I think
it'd
be a
city. Does the money go into the park fund, though?
I think it would be beneficial to. Yeah, I do.
Because the money is the same place that Kathy volunteered for. So the improvement money not come out of that same fund.
That's a good question.
Obviously not very much.
I mean, I don't think we should. The city should have to pay for it if the park's going to benefit from the.
Ultimately, it's the city.
Yes, because it really does rest in the authority of this body.
Understand that our fees will not be upfront fees. Those will be taken out of the first month's rent. So, I mean, we try to always make sure there's no cost out of pocket for you guys. So, just so you know.
Can I make a recommendation that we give the mayor the authority to approve of the decorum, in other words, the carpeting, and so that we don't have to have a committee and delay it? Thank you. I trust you with good taste. It doesn't have to be anything. It could replace almost what we have. So everybody for that. I think that's our first step, is getting it up.
But you're not saying put more shag carpet in there?
No, just probably more.
We're going to
something very more inexpensive.
Well, the shag carpet needs replaced. Well, that's
the
one that has
the one that's
damage,
got the damage.
Yeah, and it's bad.
And then cleaning.
Yeah, the
cleaning. And then cleaning in general.
Our recommendation for carpet's always something, you know, not real high end, but you know, you're not going with the cheapest, but something that's darker color,
right. It's
going to cover and it's going to clean well, that you're not going to have to go in there and clean every time there's a small stain and somebody moves out. One of our requirements is if we put a tenant in, they're expected to have that carpet shampooed when they move out. If it's not, then you know the damage deposit will pay for that.
Definitely.
So those are all things, but that would be our recommendation on carpet, is something a little darker, kind of a salt and pepper, you know.
If there's a way to avoid you having to deal with this, could you just determine, you know what kind of carpet you want to put in, you know what color looks best, can you just simply,
I can do whatever you guys
by experience
me to.
You make a decision on what
we
color
do complete project management. I mean, we've got investors that, you know, buy homes and we completely go in and take care of the renovation of them for them. So we will do whatever service you guys would like for us to do, but, you know, that's something you guys have to decide, is how much authority and where you want us to be. You know, I can contact somebody and say, this is where I'm at, and then if that person doesn't feel like I'm just, you know, spending $1 million on carpet and they feel like we can go with it, then that's fine. You know, whatever you level you guys would like, I'll be happy to do.
If you're gonna manage the property, I'd assume you manage the property.
Okay.
And all the things he's talking about, you have to do that to rent.
You got to. This smell is gonna be the big thing, and you know, that's something you guys have to decide. If you feel like it's too much of a risk to risk $350 to have them cleaned or whatever I put down, you know, we can go ahead and replace the carpets. I think that's a good risk, because even if only one or two of those rooms ends up cleaning and not needing replaced, you're going to recoup your $350. So, you know, maybe the dogs spent the majority of their time in this room or in the living room. Maybe the bedroom's cleaned up. We have to replace the shag. That's the one that was scratched real bad and it's damaged and it's shag. So, you know, that one has to be done. The rest of them, I think it's worth trying, but that's just my opinion.
I make a motion that we enter into a contract with Paul and Tarver Realty, that they become the property management company.
Please don't.
To take care of this property.
Yep. So, if we clean the carpets and it's, if it works, if it doesn't work, are you motioning that they make that determination themselves?
I second that.
Motion and second to let Tarver Realty and Paul Faddis completely manage the property. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All at the same time.
We didn't get a question on that, just a point of order. I would say, Paul, can we go by at least these being our estimate?
Yeah.
Okay. And okay, then what do I need to do from there? I've never done that before. Just that stands, just for clarification then?
Okay.
So I guess I'm asking for clarification. What are you wanting me to do if it goes?
This would be our borderline. And then from there, contact City Hall, man.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. And those are estimates that we've had based on other work we've had done similarly. So.
Six was 600.
And that we're going to go with?
Yes, that's what we.
600?
Mm-hmm. Start with. He says it's kind of a runner's, you know, demand high. For the man.
Are we giving him authority to drop that to 550 if he can't get rented for 600?
I think so. How long do you want to mess with it?
I thought we just let him do the management.
Yeah.
Go for it. Try it.
I guess we'd like that 600, but if you can't get 600.
Don't want to say that publicly, hardly.
Well, I understand. And I'll keep you posted. You know, I'll make sure somebody knows.
I'd like to get that.
Okay, we'll start here. Anything over that, I get speed. I will need someone to sign that. Okay, I need each page initial to then sign. You want me to come over and see you tomorrow? Sure. Okay. Just give me a shout.
Thank you.
Anything else you guys would like from me? If you have questions.
You think it's a really rentable property? I mean, it's.
Yeah. You can't. There's not much that can't be rented. And I feel good about the property once it's fixed up. You know, we turn away people. We won't be slumlords. That's just the way it is. So we will turn people away. If I didn't feel good renting that property, you know, I wouldn't take it. And I think once we do the work that I recommended, it'll be fine.
And then you know that Frank and Gus have access. I mean, at their drives.
Absolutely.
And 24 and hours a day.
Frank knows he can get over me if he ever has a problem. We'll take care of that.
Cool.
Sounds good. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Let's move on to item C, building maintenance. First item up is peace and community building.
We've got the quotes on that. Some of the quotes. We still have some quotes coming in.
Oh, okay. You're not ready tonight?
Well, we can tell you approximately what it's going to cost.
Yeah.
But the bids we got and everything, we're going to repave the parking lot and remark it. We're going to reseal it, and then he's going to put another coat on top of it. Remark this parking spot. We're going to take the fence down and put a new fence up. Right where they go, just as it is now, so the 10-foot on the cover. We're going to want to tear it down.
Even the 10-foot back behind the green, right?
Yeah. Right. We're going to try to demolish that big building, or the building on the side there. Put in what's in there, we're going to get Richie and see what's going on there. And then we're going to side the whole place
replacing.
Instead of painting.
So with all that, just the bids we got on just that there, that's $35,000, because we had the bids for that, all four of the projects, so.
Give us an idea, you told me approximately how much money is in the Beeson Farm.
$298.
So it's not gonna hurt anything?
And they can only spend it on.
That's correct.
Southside Park, Beeson.
Right.
Just the two places.
And the farm.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
And it brings in $50,000.
It's a mess, probably almost a hazard to health.
We were gonna paint it, we looked down, there was 5 gallons, there was 25 gallons of paint there.
Yeah.
We were gonna paint it, but if you look at that, if you look at the bottom, that building fell down, and if you paint it, 10 years ago, paint it again, we can cite it, no worry about it.
Sure.
So you're just gonna reseal the driveway or the parking lot?
Yeah.
Are you gonna do anything with the gravel driveway going out of Beeson? It's called, what is that street?
Kim Street.
Club Avenue.
Club Avenue.
Never thought about that.
Yeah.
Canal.
But it is an exit for, that's really.
I didn't realize that.
It used to be, that's why I told you, I thought there were arrows in parking lot, that's how you exit it. Because that Beeson Drive is so narrow.
Get a quote on that.
I have a suggestion, this building is a building you need to spend, but I've had people ask.
You remember for years, you know, suddenly you were.
Because, yeah, and I look when we would have my son's graduation, whatever, if you've got a kid out there playing, there's no place for you to sit now.
Yeah.
How about the metal benches like they have up there?
Yeah, just something nice.
Yeah.
Did you,
Never.
We've got.
Did you fill out the survey for the park plan?
I did.
Yeah.
Another idea for the Beeson, you guys might want to consider is handicap ramps.
They have one. They have a handicap.
Yeah, but it's all the way to the backside.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you would pour one from that sidewalk on the side up to the porch, you could take care of your problem without going through the front yard.
Yeah.
And it'd be a lot cheaper.
But we did present this to the park board, the Beeson Park Board, and they said they'd take it under, they wanted more, estimates and quotes, and we're trying to get to three on all the stuff we got, so. But I would say that, right now, if we did one now without nothing else, it'd be $35,000.
Hey, Mom, does anybody know, they still having water trouble down there around that basketball goal?
You what?
Where that storm inlet's at? Does anybody say anything more about water staying in there? I'll say, because before you pave that, maybe I would probably need to get in there and think about replacing that, that line through that parking lot to make sure that's in good shape.
Yeah, we'll tear it up later.
I mean, this is gonna have a little bit of time before this happens.
Yeah.
We'll get out and check it tomorrow if I need to be replaced.
Before we can get from side to thing, we gotta get, A&E to raise the power line if you're out there that creeps down like that.
Okay. Come on, fall down.
We gotta put that on top of the building, so the power line will go in this way.
Yeah, I just hate to see, you know, if we need to address that drain, let's address it before you put the money in that parking lot.
Absolutely.
And we need to get that one tree trimmed at Andover on our park.
But the whole thing to me was that we were talking about how nice the park looks, Frank and Guy done a great job. But then that building out there, and I know for a fact a lot of people see that building, don't from Winchester. You got anniversaries, you got graduation parties, and even playing the golfers compete in big tournaments that come in there. I don't see why we don't fix it, because we do have the money, and it would look good. If you got this north side looking good, we might as well try to do something.
I'm in full support of what you just described there, Mr. Blanchard, as a common development.
So, yeah, we're cutting.
We're gonna pave that, the guy there out there.
Gonna put the fence in.
Pave it clear down to half long, or put that other street, you can, put the corner street you live on. What corner is that, the street that you live on? Kent. So you'll pave it from, you want an estimate paving it from where it's gravel, clear down to Kent Street?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay.
That's an actual street, what I have. It's a really a highly traveled street, from all the activities back there in the clubhouse.
We did it.
I appreciate that, guys. That's an interesting project. As you were mentioning, the golf course sees it. A lot of folks from out of town come in. I think it's a great example of economic development. Any further discussion on Beeson Community Building?
Also, these quotes are estimates involved tearing those old wood posts out of that are along there.
Oh, good, cutting them out. Instead of brand new guy, they're gonna take them out. They got paid for that, so. And I'm surprised how many people use that coat. It's been raining quite a bit.
How's the roof?
The roof's fine. There's flashing on the, up by the, where the fireplace is on the south end. We can replace that, but anybody can do that. And the doors, we're gonna take the doors off. I know Frank's got quotes from the guy, because the door is broke out there. It's when you come out the first door. But one of the bids said he was gonna replace the doors and wrap the windows and do the whole thing, so whatever. Like I said, $35,000. So we'll get all the quotes and turn it to the park board, and it's their decision, right?
You have to appropriate the money from the Beeson farm. They can appropriate that money.
They make a request to us, kind of.
They appropriate the money and then they spend it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they will be very amenable to your suggestions if you're willing to appropriate that money for those improvements.
For that purpose alone, you can appropriate the money for one purpose.
It just sits there.
Any further discussion on Beeson Community Building? Okay, let's go into, we're doing some other building maintenance projects. City Hall, Angela, would you like to talk about what's going on?
As you guys can tell, the server room, the walls are up. The door will be installed later this week and the trim will be finished out. It should be done by the end of the week, beginning of next week. After that, on the 27th, the wiring project starts. So they will be rewiring the entire building with the inlet being inside the server room instead of in the police department. And then the electric starts the first week of July. So we'll get those upgrades that have been needed for quite a while, and then we'll have the servers moved into the new server room by the beginning of August.
I'm glad to see that move and quit.
Does that mean, Angela, that we'll have Wi-Fi access?
We will.
And all of City Hall?
Thank you for that. Any questions, Frank?
If there's a storm this time next month, at our next meeting, we'll go and get live updates of the storm.
Need the rain, that's for sure.
Run for your lives!
Any further discussion on City Hall? D16 Crestwood Drive, I did speak to Bob Calder today. Saturday, he got his light post out of his name. And so we called, he came in this morning to tell me that, and we called AEP to get it set up in the city's, on the city's account. So as soon as AEP gets around to that, it'll be turned back on.
Okay.
Any discussion on that? Mr. Calder was very nice. He also gave me a walking stick.
I got one too.
Did he get one? All right. Item E, Fountain Park Cemetery update. Jim?
It's not broken. I see them pull down on it. Okay, we have our. Annual,
you're here every week.
Report there's that we have our how we did, what we're doing, what we're going to do. Reports And before we do that, we had a great turnout for the 2016 Memorial Day services with the mayor speaking to us. And we had a lot of the other members. The high school band was out there. The singers, choirs was out there. Just a very emotional and very respectful day for Memorial Day. And it happened through the board and the workers that's out there at the cemetery. We really work real hard to get everything done and for that Memorial Day service. It's always very good and pride that we have here for Winchester. And we get talked about all over the county and through other states too, because some of these people come travel to see their loved ones out there. So they give us a lot of information and those kind of, you know, how to make it a little bit better. And Joe Mullins is our groundskeeper back there. And Janet Winbaker is on the board, and I'm the president. But we just recommend that we do it every year. Do it every year with kindness and love. We already have some ideas for next year's recommendation from some of the people that was attending out there at Memorial Day services. So, okay, now to look at, is there any extra copy?
Bring in one.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll look first. We'll look on the. It says FPC annual election. So it says up on the top. Mm-hmm. We have elections once a year, always the in June. And what we do is there's three of us that get elected. We serve for 3 years, and when it's due your year, your office, which is board of directors, and this year was my office was up, or my term was up. And I was placed back in for another 3 years. That was the highlight of that particular time of the meeting. The rest of it is just the numbers and how much we spent from 1 year to the last year, and the improvements that we've had, which you see that we did a lot of stuff in 1 year's time with the funds and what we have on hand. We had a parking lot, cleaned of the crib, the outside of it and the inside of it, worked with the fountains, making sure the fountains were cleaned, and also put lights on some of our fountains. And we also had we're making a sun catcher. We haven't seen it yet, but it's the glass that came out of the crypt. They're going to put it together like a puzzle so we can have like a sun catcher, and we'll frame it and put it inside the chapel. The back gates, we've had them off for about a year now. Safety, because those gates are a little bit narrow and people are kind of intimidated when they come in and they go out. With the back gate, we had planters and just landscape back here at the second gate. And we also put pavement because we kept dropping, cars kept dropping down into the ditch, going out, spinning out, and really being unsafe. We have now three mowers out there, which is you know, a real good time saving in itself. We have Wi-Fi out there. We determined we needed Wi-Fi in the chapel so that it could be for selling the lots, selling, you know, you could see it and download it through the computer, all the new stuff that's happening now. And we also purchased a large TV for in there so we can design headstones, and those are the things that you see in front of you. You can, we have the designer, and then you just pick how things go in it. We had fence around the columbarium. That's as soon as you enter gate one, how we just kind of made it a little bit more personal where people can sit down. Like Lisa said, you go out there and you can't sit down anywhere. Now we have some place to sit down and just to just visit. We've had with the street department, with their help, we'd like to thank them again for all their help that helped Joe with mulch and stuff like that that's happened that we've had some problems with. We had also designed a 3 flagpole at the columbarium, or at the chapel, giving respect for the soldiers or firemen or whatever, so we can have it out there and represent them as their last days. We also had a lot of trees and storm knocked down a lot of trees. We got that fixed also. The chapel, we've updated it. We've had special designs that's on the South Main Street of the chapel. We also have a sound system in there, so when, you know, something you wanted to play music, we have an organ in there anyway for those people that wanted to do those. Then our last thing that we have is an excavator. We talked to you guys about the excavator. We're getting that pretty soon, hopefully pretty soon. And we'll have like a show and tell of the excavator once it comes in, so everybody can come out and see it in the, during the week in the evening. But we won't have nobody, I won't have Joe Driver or nothing like that. So those are the improvements we did in 1 year for that meeting, particular meeting, with that annual election.
Well, there's no doubt, Gavin, that you guys care very much about cemetery out there, and we appreciate that very much.
So if there's any questions or anything?
I have a question from an alumni when we set up for that morning meeting about, would it be possible to do a PDF of all the entries that you guys did in the database? You could do a PDF, which is a read-only, and it could be posted on the city website. So if you're out there on a Sunday afternoon and you're looking for a grave, that you could look yourself with your, on your phone and find a relative.
We'll have to find out more.
I live out there, so I mean, anybody's very welcome to ask.
And we are
not to promote that because people from other might come in and try to sell headstones or get our list of stuff.
See, there's a lot of to, but we have on we have a phone number there. We have everything there.
So they can call you anytime.
Yeah, well, knock through. On my door. I live there. Yeah. Okay.
And he's already had some alumni stop by.
Yeah. Yeah. I told him to stop there. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That.
I have. Yeah, we had five alumni that talked to Suzanne, and then we've had four to talk to Mike Chen. So yeah, we try to cover that, but not, you understand the privacy part of that. But no, we're trying to do all kinds of things that we can for the cemetery.
Does Joe have a copy of that list or a way to access it?
Oh yeah.
You do?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So any other questions? If not, Mary, did you get her report?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it. Okay, new business.
Thanks,
guys. Item A, Area Planning Commission requests the council to approve ordinance numbers 2016-10, 11, 12, 13, and 14.
Have you guys seen those guys? Basically, these, what I have been told is we're going to get three or four of these every month for the rest of the year. I'm kind of laughing. There are problems that have been found in these zones. So, none of these, this round that I know of, affect the city of Winchester. I say that, and I'll probably look through there and find something that might affect them. Lots of them has to do with the intensive agricultural zoning. The big one this round was that they could put up a turkey barn 5 feet from the city, probably. So they've changed the definition of the turkey barn name.
They're all different.
And so a turkey barn now is, I have to work so many turkeys. Before it was like 5,000 turkeys and nobody had 5,000 or 10,000 turkeys and nobody had 10,000. I mean, all of them are like 2,500. It didn't affect those. And you could have put one of those up anywhere in the county, basically. So it's cleaning up definitions, it's cleaning up things. I can go on. There's a whole different thing about towers and antennas now. So there's almost a whole ordinance on just towers and antennas. Now that can be in a commercial zoning, but I think there's all sorts of setbacks. I don't know if there's any commercial zoning in the city of Winchester that it would affect, but it might up north, but I don't know. In our industrial park. But I think that's industrial, but not commercial. You can ask me. I would say, I told the county, I told the commissioners to pass them. The ones I told them not to pass, they didn't pass, they went back, and we kind of offered them amendments. So these are the ones that the commissioners had passed.
I rest room. I don't mind nothing back in the city.
There's a big one that if you owned a house out in an agricultural zoning district prior to when the zoning was instituted, and if you only had 1 acre, our ordinance says you have to have 2 acres, or you are a pre-existing use, you're okay. But if you wanted to put a garage onto your house, well, you could not get a building permit because you couldn't get the zoning to get the building.
You didn't have 2 acres.
Because you didn't have 2 acres. And then it went on to say, and you cannot get a variance for it. Well, the new one says you can get a variance. You still can't just put it on, you have to go and ask. Which was probably a big detriment to a lot of people if you really think about it. Because, you know, south of 27 there, I bet you most houses are that's outside the city is not on 2 acres. No way, right?
The reason all them are coming on me is because when Randy took that over up there, it was a complete mess.
Yeah. Oh, no, the prior one was great. He was awesome.
Who's that?
Bill Benchman.
Who?
Bill
Benchman. I'm just telling you what he told me. There were a lot of mistakes. Not necessarily, but he from the old ones, Bill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bill, if you went under long enough to straighten it out. Yeah, not very well. But he'll vouch for that.
You put your foot in your mouth here.
No, pardon?
You're going to have some bad quotes.
No, so, but if you've been there longer, you've been old.
It's just been a long time, and they're just going through. And, you know, I think this is what people go through once every 8 to 10 years. They just rehaul all these ordinances. We started looking at ours, and that's just how it is.
We need to make a motion to approve these requests titled as Area Plan Commission Request.
I think you could probably say ordinance number 2016, 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2014.
10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay. 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay. I move to approve those on the first reading.
Okay, let's see if I can do that. I make a motion that we approve ordinances number 2016, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. On the first reading.
By title only,
indeed.
Second that.
It's been motioned and seconded to approve ordinance numbers 2016-10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 by title only. Any discussion? There being none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Ordinance 2016-10, 2016-11,
2016-13, and 2016-14, ordinances to amend the text of the unified zoning ordinance of Rainbow County.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Been motioned and approved to accept or approve the first reading by title only. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Two more readings. Is there ordinances?
Make a motion we suspend the rules and have ordinance number 2016-10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 read by title only for second reading. By title only, did I say that?
Okay. Yes.
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded to suspend the rules and read by title only ordinance number 2016-10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 by title only. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Ordinance 2016-10, 2016-11, 2016-12, 2016-13, 2016-14, and ordinances to amend the text of the Unified Zoning Ordinance of Rainbow County.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second to approve. Second reading. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
I make a motion that we read ordinances number 2016-10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 for the third and final reading by title only.
And
to suspend the rules. I thought I said that for that one. Okay, to suspend those rules.
It's been motioned and seconded to suspend the rules and read ordinance number 26-10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 by title only for the third and last time. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Ordinance 2016-10, 2016-11, 2016-12, 2016-13, 2016-14. Ordinances to amend the text of the unified zoning ordinance of Randolph County.
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion and seconded to approve the third and final reading of ordinance number 2016-10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes. That makes.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to sign those.
Yeah.
All five of them.
All right.
So we have to do something back. We can do that after the meeting.
But yeah, what's your name right here?
Item B, USDA grant for streetlights. I applied for a USDA grant to continue the streetlights down Washington Street to Greenville. And it's looking pretty good. The grant coordinator is pretty confident. It's about $136,000 grant with $36,000 of that is matching. And, I think it's an economic development initiative. I think that people coming in fact, I spoke quite extensively to Mayor Brian Thompson about what is economic development, what is what does that mean? What's he done in the past? And so I would like to ask you, council, to approve the $36,000 matching grant to continue the streetlights that are downtown to Greenville Avenue. When that comes in, it's not signed and sealed, but it's an opportunity. It's $100,000 coming into the community from the federal government if we match it with $36,000.
Where will the $36,000 come out of?
It could come out of it could.
So we're pretty positive we can get that still existing style pretty easily.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know how unique they were. It would be nice.
Now, where'd it go? Where'd it end up that Sean?
It's going to go out in Greenville, isn't it? And then
Not the east of Greenville Avenue.
Well, I think that's another project as we work on.
They're talking about the fancy streetlights.
Yeah. The fancy that are really square. They'll be spread out a little further than what they are right now around downtown, obviously because it makes more sense financially. They're fiberglass. Yeah. With the LED light. I don't need a motion or anything today. I just wanted to bring that before you.
Can I clarify just a couple points for the council so you understand what Sean's talking about? Okay. The USDA met with Sean and I, and they basically made the mayor aware of this opportunity. The USDA has grants up to $100,000. So although we would like to take the lighting a lot further, $100,000 was kind of the cap. Now the city has to put a little bit of a match with that, so it turns out the match is about $35,000 for this grant. So Sean asked HWC Engineering to consider how far would $135,000 get the lights. Well, it gets them to about Greenville Avenue. And as you know, as you come into town, it's really bright in the downtown, probably too bright to get into residential areas with that density of lights. They're close. So these are spread out a little bit more. And the price, the $135,000, that's simply an engineer's estimate at this time. That's HWC's estimate. It's not hard and fast because the project has not been bid.
Sure.
So we'd have to get to a point where
if the grant was awarded, we'd have to go to bid, and then the engineer's guessing that it's going to come in around $135,000. Could be $140,000, could be $125,000. We just don't know that. But what I think what the mayor's asking you is to consider if he can procure $100,000 for the city. It's $100,000 we didn't start the year with. You got to pay to play sometimes, so think about it between now and the next meeting.
Well, whatever the bid would be, anything over $100,000, we'd have to pay that, right?
That's what it's sounding like.
Yeah, so actually, we got more points if we asked for less than $100,000, so we asked for $99,000. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's how the grant application took about 3 days to put together. It's a lot of hard work on behalf of the mayor and myself to get that done. It was a short timeline to get it turned in. We did get it turned in. We've gotten some emails back from USDA, and they seem excited about it, quite frankly. So I think they're looking to put some of their funding into this part of the state of Indiana.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
I can see. Unless there's any further discussion with me.
No? I do have something on the street lights, so and this may be something to wait on until we figure out the housing situation on behind the balance. We were to put street lights in through TIF money, and they were checking to see if we were still willing to do that. So it's just something to think about.
We were to?
With the TIF money. Mm-hmm. The homes are out there right now. There's two.
Four.
Was that something in a previous redevelopment commission?
This is something that they had said probably a year or two ago. That if there was streetlights that were wanted out, they have expressed that they want them, they would go through the TIF money.
Well, yeah, and that's possible too with maybe something not quite as fancy as streetlights.
But I think just some way there.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion on item B, USDA grant for streetlights? Okay. Let's go to item C, overtime. Councilor
Arlington? Okay. I was looking at department by department. And I'm just asking because I really don't know about how this comes out at. But so far, the first 6 months this year, we paid $7,097.23 in overtime. And my question was, why? Because it's a lot more than what it was last year. And I realized they got more to do and so forth like that. But we did add on to the police department. We're going to. We added to two more people in the street department plus six part-time people. We got the overtime went up quite a bit. So I'm just, at one time the mayor said there wouldn't be no overtime, but
I
thought you said that. Maybe you didn't. No, I'm just kidding. You know what I mean? Anyway.
We have discussed it.
We had discussed that. I was just joking.
Oh.
So anyway, my only question was that, I guess, Frank, you could answer that. You know, you got $3,600 in overtime.
Is that because of the park?
No.
Then why?
It's for the street. I'm working overtime, it's for the street. Anything over 8 hours that I can't get done in 8 hours, it's overtime. We come in, I haven't come in 2 hours early, maybe once a month. Clean downtown, and at 5 o'clock, where all the traffic gets in there.
If we paint a town, we have to come in at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to paint. Otherwise, we can't get it done because of people coming to the courthouse and things. There's days we've had to work over on the trash because the truck broke down. We've had to work overtime on another truck to get the trash picked up.
My question, my answer, that would be, so you're doing the same thing that you did last year, but you didn't have this much overtime last year. You're going to end up with $8,000 overtime. Again, if you can justify it, maybe qualify, that's fine. I'm just wondering, wasn't that much last year?
We don't have six part-time employees at the street department.
I know. I assumed that the overtime was because of the park department.
No.
So then what I'm saying is that last year, you probably did the same thing you're doing this year. I know you painted the curb last year. And you didn't have $8,000 worth of overtime. I'm just trying to get my head around it, that's all. Let's say the police department had $3,000. The fire department had $500. So.
Well, we have overtime budgeted in our budget.
Okay, I just I just brought it up, that's all. Whatever, be aware of that.
I'd be happy to work 7 to 4 and nothing over that, or nothing before it. And plus, we get called in when a tree goes down, or a street floods, stoplights go out, we get called in, somebody has to go do all that. And there's a lot of times I went out and put signs up for the stoplights were out, and a couple of us went out and put signs out, never even turned in any overtime. Never turned any in.
Well, that's against the law. Always turn in your overtime. I want to make sure that's very clear. No, I'm dead serious. People are laughing. It is against the law to go out and not turn in.
On the police department, is that because the 12th man we let him hire isn't trained yet? Do we have a...
We just got him hired last week.
Our 12th officer just got hired. His actual first day was today.
So do you have anybody in training? Or?
He's the only one we have in training right now. We do have a reserve that is in training, but with his other job, he gets a shift when he can. Of course, he doesn't get paid. The reserve doesn't.
Okay.
The new officer we just hired started his full-time first full-time shift today. Our overtime comes from drug warrants, court subpoenas, those kind of things. I mean, our time runs on doper time when it comes to serving warrants. You know, if they're home, that's when we have to hit them with right. Our warrants.
And then, if you're off on Monday and mm-hmm. court's on Monday, guess what?
You have to come in.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to pay me to come in, you know, according
right.
to
yeah. me. Yeah.
But, you know, that's a lot of it, too. A lot of times.
Then it gets contending and they let you leave, right?
Yeah. We get called out from the home a lot to come in whenever there's extra officers needed for bigger events. We have to schedule that. We have to make sure that we have enough officers to run the shifts. On top of that, vacations, yeah. You know, we're running in right now. We have a lot of officers on vacations where they've saved their time. We haven't been able to burn it, so they're burning it all at once. So that costs us a little bit more to try to fill those shifts there, too. So.
Well, that problem alleviated itself with this new guy?
That is the hope with the new officer. Of course, as soon as we get him on, he actually passed his accelerated program. So he will be, hopefully, 10 shifts, and he's on the road by himself, as opposed to 36, 46, right. 56 shifts. Now, having said that, July 11th, I believe it is, we lose Eric Davis to the academy for 3 to 4 months. So we're going to be right back to 11 officers for a little while.
That's better than 10.
It's way better than 10 officers.
Thank you for the preparation for the block office.
Yes.
Because we knew this was coming up,
yep.
And this was in preparation. There would have been more over time had we not.
A lot more over time.
Yeah.
So they can't use comp time?
We don't have comp time.
We do not
have. You guys don't either? Street department have comp time?
No.
Okay. It's all like
each department gets to pick. The head of the department gets to pick if they want overtime or comp time.
Okay.
And we're the only comp time department.
Yeah.
I think we're the only comp time department.
Wastewater is the only one that takes the comp time instead of the overtime.
I do know that part-time, last year was on comp time.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm right. Mm-hmm.
The police department. Okay. Well, no, they're doing a great job with the drug war.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And there are a lot of citizens who are, I don't know if they've told you guys that, but people are very appreciative of what you're doing.
Yeah, we do hear it a lot more now, and I'm not going to say anything about previous administrations, but since January 1, it to us, it seems like the community has been, we've been more approachable to the community. They have no problem with coming up and talking to us about things. They have no problem with giving us information, and we didn't have that before, which has helped us tremendously in our fight against the drugs, too. So it's not just our officers. It is the community getting involved as well, and they're taking back their streets.
That's cool. But just to be clear, the compensatory time is paid out by the end of the year.
Well,
if you had 10 hours of compensatory time on December 31st, you're going to get paid, and not 2 years.
This is a discussion that the county has as well.
Oh my goodness, we have this every week.
You know, the job has to get done, and you know, I
overtime is so much better. The way the city does it is light years ahead of the county.
Any further discussion? Okay, item D, determination of edit funds.
I've had a few businesses in the community who have asked, is there a window and guidelines that they can apply to receive edit money?
They come in and see me. And, you know, it's
it's my economic development philosophy that I'm working with right now that I feel like the city really needs is retention and expansion. So BRE, business retention and expansion, and going around these mom and pop shops that are the backbone of American society, and saying thank you, number one, thank you for choosing to stay in Winchester, and how can we help you grow? Because when you grow, it's good for our city, it employs our people, it increases our tax base, and maybe they need a curb cut. Maybe they need help with a machine. This happens all the time with larger industries. It happened way before me, and it's going to happen after me as well. I think they just need to come talk to me, reach out to me. If there's a business in town that I haven't met with, I want to do so, and sit down and talk about how they and the city can work together to promote economic strength for our city and our region.
Because obviously there's some concern by some businesses that evidently we're going to pay one a parking lot for a business, for a guy who owns a strip mall out there. And kind of really questioning, if I'm the bowling alley, how do I get my parking? If I'm the golf course,
there's not been any deal made of paving a parking lot.
But I think they just are curious, how do I get in on that?
They were given money last year to pay the parking lot out there.
Who are you talking about? Marcin?
Yeah.
That's not true, actually. They were given money to buy the right-of-way to the Frontier infrastructure. Chris, are you... The on Tim Center Drive.
Yes.
The economic development agreement back in 2014 was to purchase the right of way for the Frontier
entrance because of the road. What needed to be vacated for Gilman's to come in?
From their road.
Issue too, wasn't it?
From their road to Gilman, they needed a strip of ground to put down. Gilman needed the strip to put down water or electric.
And Frontier would not give it up.
Yeah, and it was the same amount of money.
Right.
Pay. So they will do it, but you're going to pay that, but you're going to give us.
The entrance going into...
Yeah. It wasn't an entrance, it was an easement off Sim Center Drive.
Right, right. But it's basically what they're using for their entrance.
Oh, they're using that as an entrance.
Yes.
Okay.
But in reference to your comment, that same company asked me if I would bring that idea to the Redevelopment Commission a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I have not even considered taking that out of that money. Not there yet.
Somebody else brought this up to me just yesterday. Did the our pizza house and you all the older council were they given money last year to repair that roof?
Not that I
know. No, okay. I don't think it's ever
pizza
been.
Pizza house has never asked for money.
No.
I will tell you if there is a business in town, they can also go through. There's a revolving loan. Mm-hmm. There's a city revolving loan. There's a county revolving loan. There's a county head that they can go over there, and there's a city head. So if they are asking, like the facade grant was, that was all a partnership with anybody, which I thought was a really good project.
We were told that. Yeah.
There was a great one. So you cannot bring our county.
They talked about
that one. They have a great one there. I encourage people to go through that. Yeah, Brad.
Councilwoman Williams, if you do have a business that wants to meet, I know I would like to meet with you and the mayor. I'd be happy to sit down anytime. So if you give the mayor or I a name, I'll set it up so we all go and I'll buy lunch. I mean, I'll make it easy. If we want to retain businesses in the city of Winchester, and I'm the last person in the world who just wants to give away money. I would never just say, hey, city's going to write you a blank check. That's not the way economic development works. Somebody's going to make serious commitments to retain jobs, create new jobs. Those are things, and it's a business that the city wants to retain. Those are questions for the mayor to consider with edit money, the redevelopment commission to consider with TIF money. Your board could consider tax abatements. Randolph County Economic Development could consider revolving loan fund money. There's a lot of options there to help with.
Yeah, they talked to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so please let me know, anyone. I'll be there in a second, okay?
Great.
All right, we'll make a good impression and do everything we can to help.
Would I be out of order commenting on that meeting? That was my first meeting, and basically it was just brought to our attention. They had a bid and just said, here's our bid. Is there any consideration? And we tossed around different things, and I wouldn't begin to speak what was spoken of. That's in the minutes because there was too many things. But I think that what it was, that there are certain things that are going to be open to discussion about it. I don't think we're going to pay for the paving, but there are other things that we talked about that we want to talk about.
You're talking the redevelopment.
Yes, the redevelopment. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why I was saying it was my first meeting last Thursday, I believe.
Well, it all comes down to a delicate balance of leveraging money that taxpayers pay and what opportunities business can create. And it's a fine line, you know, and sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. But I tell you what, my grandpa told me, he said, you're going to miss 100% of the shots you do not take. And so, you know, in order for our city to grow and prosper, I think that sometimes we have to take chances on those who risk in small business and help employ our youth and drive our economy. So I welcome any suggestions. I welcome any kind of input that this council may have on that. But I am under state law, actually, to spend or account for 75% of the edit money given to me by the county.
You said some of the suggestion. I would like to see them go through the steps of the revolving loans before they go to the edit money. Because I think that, you know, if they're serious about, you know, retaining their business and things like that, they should. I mean, that revolving loan interest rate is very cheap.
What is it, Angela? Like 1%?
I mean, it's really, really inexpensive. But I think they should have to go through those steps before they go to the edit money.
It's probably good on some, but like when we did Branker, like, you know, there's other projects.
Right. But that's different, but smaller.
Yeah, margin would not have.
No, but smaller businesses, you know.
Well, the one is the Winchester Furniture Showroom. There are a couple people who work for him. He has his roof leaks. The parking lot, he has had that 32 torn up in front of him to where when getting in there sometimes has been kind of tough. And I don't think they and some other people particularly just don't want to see us lose that furniture. Mm-hmm. Just for older people, when you can't get out of town but you want to do some shopping, it is really convenient. And they're trying to tell him, go make a presentation, go get with these people. But he wants to keep that family business going, but those people want to help him to get in there and see if they can help you out. So we can keep our jobs one day or 2 days a week.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go.
There's some people really trying to help him out.
We're going to go talk to him.
Good. That would be great.
I appreciate that.
That would be great.
Go
see him.
Would you like to go with us to the meeting?
If I get time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
If it was on a Wednesday, it would be great.
Can you share his contact information with me? Yeah. Via text message or email?
I'll get it. And Jenny Bodkin, too. She doesn't, I mean, she just works there one day a week to help him out. She works at the courthouse now, but, you know, she just is one of the many people who, you know, there's a group of them who really want to see that furniture showroom stay there because...
What you're doing right now is community economic development. It takes everybody. If somebody has an idea or knows some business that's maybe fledgling or needs some assistance, you need to let the mayor know. There needs to be contact made with them and need some help to keep them here.
Michael, I guarantee you, I would rather help out a mom-and-pop shop than give a bunch of money to a franchise. I've been on the record saying that before. That will make it.
That road construction too. I mean, when that road construction was going on, who was going to weave their way through there to get back in the dust? So he's really gone through some. In fact, two times I think he's gone through road construction because they dug up that other side to run. So he has put in some.
I know a lot of it tore it all up.
He's doing a business like this in the community. We need him.
Yeah.
It's a needed business in this community.
I was working with another community that's about your size. There's a manufacturer in that community, employed about 30 people. He asked the community to pave his driveway from the highway back to his building. And he said, if I don't have the money to come up with that, but I've got these jobs, can you help me out? They told him no. He got courted by Alexandria, Indiana, to go into a big building they had, and he just moved out of that building and took 30 jobs with him. So there's people in that community who said, no, that's crazy, but now they've got a vacant building. I'm supposed to show the building tomorrow to a new prospect, but it's not the ideal situation. You don't want to lose your furniture store. This community is really hard pressed now. They wish they would not have made the decision that they made. So, yeah. Sometimes it's smart, sometimes it's not.
It's just a fine line.
Fine line to walk.
I can see that.
Yes.
There's probably a slippery slope there also.
Yeah, but this council's feedback is critical to making, giving the mayor direction, me direction, letting everybody understand, you know, what's the tolerance level? where's that fine line that mayor doesn't want to cross it? I don't want to cross it. We want to be partners. So.
Well, the fine line comes in where the fact is that they just don't want to spend the money. They've got the money, and they just want, we'll pay this for you or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, because I do know for a fact that one of the businesses that wants to do work for them, they make a pretty good living off that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess economic development, I thought that would be developing new jobs. But I can see your point, too. I'm not arguing with that.
That was brought up in that meeting.
We discussed all that. We just thought it was a...
And I'll be the first to jump up and down and welcome a new job coming in, though, but how many new jobs have we actually gotten in the city? Like I said,
just keep them.
We got to make sure we keep the ones we have and try to get them to expand.
Yeah, that side of that argument, too, absolutely. But I just like the one, they've been here for 60 years, they're not going anywhere. But I don't mind.
Well, that was him now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that...
There's businesses too that you have to consider are regional attractors that people come to, you know, for a specific purpose, like Everett's over here. There's people that drive from Muncie and Richmond and Portland.
Come up one day a week.
Yeah, to eat at that place. So you don't want to lose that, because when they're here and they're going to the furniture store and they're pumping gas and they might stop someplace else or go to an antique store. So those regional attractors are particularly important. Ice cream shops the same way. Mm-hmm. A barbecue place is the same way. We've probably all been to Ivanhoe's in Upland. Imagine what Upland would be without Ivanhoe's. Mm-hmm. So if Ivanhoe's came to this town of Upland and said, hey, can we have help with our roof? They should say yes. Because it drives tons of traffic. And you've got those businesses too here. And we all have, as a group, have to determine how important are they. So. I'm sorry, I'm out of order.
Unless there's any further discussion, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I think we're ready for clerk treasurer's report.
Tom Sample vouchers. End of May, $29,876.06. End of 15th, $212,750.25. Payroll, $112,444.37. For a total of
$355,700.18. You should also have, unless you want to go on into this, you should also have your agenda packet, the 2017 budget calendar.
Yeah, the meeting on the 27th is going to be canceled. It's rescheduled for July 11th.
Oh, you change it.
Yes, we had to change it because they won't meet with the DGLF until after the 27th.
Same time?
Same time.
What time?
6 o'clock. 5:30, wasn't it?
No? 6.
6
o'clock.
This one.
You want to put it out now?
This one. Okay.
Yeah. On that one.
Can I get a motion?
I make a motion to accept the clerk's report.
Tom Sable.
Yeah, accounts payable vouchers.
Yeah.
It's
been motion and second to approve the accounts payable vouchers. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Okay, something else. The insurance payments out of everybody's budget will come out this coming month, at the end of this month. So the claims will almost be double next month. Heads up on that. And the state revolving loan fund, we need a public hearing for that. I need somebody to make a motion to have a meeting on July 18th at 6:30, a public hearing.
Make a motion that we have a public hearing for the state revolving loan fund at our meeting on July 11th.
No.
16.
16, sorry.
18.
18. Okay, let's make it the 18th. It's 6:30.
Second. It's been motion and second to have a SRF public hearing at 6:30 on July 18th. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mayor's report. Last week, I was blessed to go on a trip to D.C. To meet with the entire Indiana delegation. It was a very successful trip. We also I spoke about many things. I spoke about the need for rural areas like ourselves to have access to high-speed internet and broadband, so every one of our congresspeople and senators are aware that we are trying to make gains and trying to stay up to date and attract businesses, but broadband is needed. We actually also had a meeting today with AEP about use of their poles of fiber and understand their situation, understand why it's so expensive for them to have fiber on their poles. But at the same time, we're still always looking for ways to get this done, and I asked our federal representatives for help on that. I spoke a lot on illegal drugs and drug use and how the federal government can partner with locals like ours, like ourselves, to combat this scourge on our cities. We also spoke about brownfields. These are areas where industry once was, but the environmental has contaminated it, thus making it very expensive for redevelopment or other businesses to come in because of the environmental cleanup. There are EPA planning grants out there, about $200,000, that would serve our community very well. And I spoke to I don't think he was the actual director of EPA, but one or two levels below, and have some very good ideas about who's doing what in our region and how we can partner with multiple agencies to start working on brownfield and EPA cleanups. Motion to adjourn.
Go on, questions. While you're on that cleanup, has there been any more talk about the insurance policies and Ross properties?
We are in conversation right now. The owner is evidently he's got so much going on that he doesn't put a priority on his property out there. And so it's just been constantly once a week I call and I try to get him to move on and change the deal.
The attorneys have formally requested them. The attorneys have formally asked for their insurance policies to be reviewed to see if they cover that cleanup. So we're waiting on them.
That's reasonable.
Yes, but we've been quarter of the city.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be nice to get rid of all that.
One other exciting development that's occurring just started up today. You might look into this. Volunteers of America is coming July 11th. I invited them to the Community Corrections Advisory Board to speak to probation and our judges and those that are in the Justice Department and the county to come in and develop a rehab facility. And I've got a local building in mind that we're going to tour. I'd rather not necessarily stay on the record right now because I want to protect the confidentiality of it. But it's very rewarding, and I have a lot of hope. You know, when you try and one thing doesn't work out, but on such an important project, and then this comes along, it makes me very blessed and humbled to be in this position. And I'm going to continue to work very hard in helping those that are addicted regain and to our society. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Good to see you again.